Yeah, all the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. A-Town, C-Pope, Cut Master Swift, down your soldier. Shout it.
Solutions left but on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. And get hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to buy their bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. Giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken cow, man. Many, man. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuff and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah.
Welcome to 100 Proof Radio, Shy Key and GL, episode 24.
Oh, 24?
Yeah, 24. Riding on 24 like T.I.
Oh, shit. I thought it was 23.
No, man. I had to fix that in the system. We did 22 twice.
So that was a double.
We liked it. We liked it so much, we did it twice.
Yeah. 20. 22.
Now we're 24 now.
I know, 24, man. 24. Yeah. No, I was 24 not too long ago, come to think of.
Yeah, you happy to be here, bro?
I'm happy to be living life, more life. That's Drake's new CD, More Life. I know y'all probably out here talking about it. Has anybody heard any songs? I heard a couple songs on that. He was singing, it sounded like he was taking a shit while he was singing. You know how.
I ain't heard yet.
I heard some of it. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I ain't made it to hear if he dissed Meek or nothing again. I guess he just missed that day. He just left him for dead.
You left him for dead. You left him for dead.
Just let him die.
Remember that GL?
Mm-mm.
When Scrappy's mama was talking to that girl, was it Erica or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You left him for dead.
You did.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember
that. That was like the last time I watched it. I ain't watched it since then.
That was
the reason why I stopped watching it. Because that shit was so damn fake.
Yeah, it is. Well, the show, I really can't say. I mean, some of these scripted, some of that shit be real. It's just like, I mean, it ain't no different when you watching WWE.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
That's retail.
Yeah, but they don't portray this real. Well, yeah, they do. They do portray this real too, but they know it.
See, yeah. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. I give you that. Man, I'm sitting there looking outside. It's such a great day out there, man.
I know, man. If you're outside, if you're at work, tuning in, cutting grass, listening to whatever you, hey, I just want to take this time to really say, man, I appreciate everybody that really, truly listen, really take the time out to go back and listen. Because you got a lot, Chuck, we have a lot of people that honestly go back and listen, go and re-listen, you know, that don't get to listen.
Shout out to my listeners that listen while we work out. While they work out, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
While they working out.
I got to
say, we working out too in a different way. Working out on this mic over here.
Yeah, and I highly appreciate it. But anywho, what's going on in the world today, Shaq?
All kind of shit. Let me get y'all that number right off rip. 215-383-5878. If y'all want to talk about something we talked about last week, talk about something. Y'all go ahead and look at the topic, and you know whatever y'all get you start getting your thoughts together on what you want to say about it. So, yeah, March, spring should be here.
Spring break.
We just got spring break. Ain't it always cold as hell during spring break?
Usually.
It's cold as hell on spring break. The way this weather been acting, it was warm a week ago.
Yeah. And it's,
then it was hell outside. Like, you know, snow hell.
Yeah.
Ice hell or whatever.
Told me up in the mail truck.
Did it seriously?
You had to run one up. It was hailing, like really, really. Since we on the man, let's gonna give you some postman comments. I got one for that you should really
Hi, I used to go school with Dominique. I had let him use one of my dumbbells. I was wondering, does he still have it?
We clean it, all that stuff out, do it away, probably.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, what's up with these postman chronicles, GL?
That was some weird shit that just happened. Anywho, my bad. That threw me the fuck off.
Well, they said it was hell outside.
It was hell, yeah. My bad. I got hit in the face with a hell ball, and it actually fucking hurt. But that ain't what I was saying. Let me tell you. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. This is a true story happening at the postman when I was in my truck the other day, because I called in on their ass at it. But anyway, it happened to me Friday. So I'm in this neighborhood. I'm riding around, doing mail, chilling. White woman come up to me and hand me a whole bunch of letters that she wants sent out. She gonna tell me, she said some big word. I got osteosporosis in my tongue, and my tongue don't get wet. Can you lick all these letters and lick them down for me?
You lied.
I swear on everything. Also, I said, well, first of all, your tongue don't get wet. I see why you're a widow. I see why you died. You know your husband did. He ain't dead. He MIA moved on.
So he faked his own death.
He faked his own death. Could you imagine being with a woman if a fucking tongue? She said, I can't think of the word when you're... She told us, can I lick? She got 72 fucking letters to send out. Bitch, I'm not licking all them. I said, well, you have to take them down, ma'am. I'll meet you back at your house. So she looking at me like, she said, well, you're no help.
You're damn right.
I'm not licking you. And then your hands look like you've been digging in your booty. I'm not licking them stamps. I don't know what the hell you did with them letters. No, I'm not licking it.
She the type that brings fruitcake to the Christmas party.
Yeah, she the type, and then her mouth was a yuck mouth. I ain't got no teeth, and your mouth don't get wet. That's a bad combination. You can't even get a Velveteen rub out of her.
Yeah, what the fuck's a Velveteen rub?
You don't know the Velveteen rub is?
No, man, put us on something. Explain that listen what a Velveteen rub, because I know, if I don't know what it is, most people know what it, don't know either.
Okay, a Velveteen rub is when a woman, older, ain't got no teeth in her mouth, she suck your dick.
You lying.
Look it up. It's a Velveteen rub. You know what I mean?
No. First of all, I don't know what it is. Secondly, why would I know what it is? You said, have I ever had one? You just explained to them what it was. An old ass woman that got no teeth.
Suck your dick.
Suck your dick.
Velveteen rub.
And you just asked me, have I ever had one? Why the fuck would I have one, man?
Hey. I'm talking to a guy that fucked the music, hit a line of cocaine.
Hey, that's for another show.
Yeah. But anyway, she had a Velveteen rub. Yeah, I done actually had a Velveteen.
You done had a Velveteen rub.
Back when I was at Walmart, working at Walmart third shift.
That one lady was saying, come on, dude. Come on, Jim.
No. Not her. Fine. Now, there's another old white woman I had smashed where she was a door greeter.
A door greeter.
Yeah, third shift door greeter.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, man, but ain't most of the door greeters like special ed people?
She might be a little slow too. So what's the difference? Hey, I'm special ed too. She got a good Velveteen rub and her mouth get wet.
Man, stop saying that, G. Man, you make me uncomfortable.
I don't want the show, man.
Damn poly grip on your dick.
Yeah, she had no teeth. It's a Velveteen rub. Real stuff.
Your balls smell like gingivitis now.
Yeah, they probably do. But they got
rubbed. Oh, man. St. Patrick's Day. We just had that.
Oh, I forgot about, man. I don't even know how I'm doing this show now. I'm still hungover. Green, look, I had some shit called Swamp Thing.
Uh-huh.
And it told me up. It told me to shreds. I, man... Sorry to get graphic, but watery shit everywhere. watery shit coming out your ass. Like, oh, man. Oh, man, so just like that, man. Now, I'm back, though. I'm just, woo! Did you pinch any bitches?
Nah, man, I'll tell you a quick story, man. I don't know if you was with me, man, back when we was going out heavy, man, some years back. We was going downtown, and we got in the elevator, and we just standing there, St. Patrick's Day, some years back, and I felt something pinch the fuck out of me. Grab my
one
arm.
White girl.
Yeah, grab my arm and twist that bitch.
I'm with you.
And there she heard, I look. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit hurt so bad. I was looking around, and cause she was with some dude.
Yeah.
And I was looking like she literally had her hand on me while I'm turning around looking at them. She was twisting, and I was like, "Ain't y'all finna get y'all girl?"
I smacked
it before it looked like shamrocks and slapped some damn antifreeze color piss out of ass.
Yeah. You right to that bitch. You been in the elevator?
In the elevator. I was finna look like Solange in that motherfucker. But, yeah, man, it left a bruise on my arm for about a week and a half. I ain't gonna lie, I was so mad. I was like, you know, because I would have went ahead and just fought.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, I felt so disrespected. So they looked at me like, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Yeah, you better not do nothing. You in Alabama.
I would have went straight to jail.
You
should
have hung your black ass.
I would have went straight to jail. I don't even know what the... If they killed so many of us, I don't know which one to say I would. They would have did me all kind of Mike Brown and all that shit.
Yeah, Sandra Bland.
Yeah, they would have did all of them to me.
Made him rest in peace.
I know, man. But yeah, you know,
Does shit stain count as green in your draw? Same person, man.
Nasty as fuck, man. Now, maybe if you've been eating some kale or spinach.
Yeah, but I know. Hey, my old lady eats so much goddamn spinach, I thought she was a fucking Popeye.
Shit, yeah. Remember when you was younger and you didn't have no pussy, your forearms were like Popeye.
Yeah. Now they like fucking olive oil.
Hey. I know we super off surgical there, but hell, we just shoot the shit a little bit. We got to make up for the random start we had today.
Random start.
Random as hell.
Bitch, knocked on our door asking for a fucking dumbbell.
The dumbbell just rang the doorbell.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck my stepson did with no damn dumbbell. I don't fucking know. But anyway.
Man, we just talking about Popeye and olive oil. Bluto was the first fucking hater, wasn't he?
Bluto was the first fucking player. Snake in the... Because that's the oldest cartoon that's known to man is Popeye. Bluto.
Black and white. Popeye kept on thinking they was friends.
Yeah, man, come on and hang out with me. Next thing you know, he at Olive Oil House, no sooner Popeye on the ship. Ready to fuck her all the time. And then,
ooh, Popeye.
And Olive Oil called him up, hey, Bluto over here. Bitch, you invited him. And then you don't want
wimpy ass over there. Talk about some hamburgers till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Everybody at Olive Oil House.
Bluto Burgers.
The Bluto Burgers. He's a hating motherfucker. Then he had to fight over olive oil so many times. I would let olive oil go by then.
She's skinny as fuck. She had no ass or nothing. We just playing on this skinny ass pig stick. Let that bitch go.
Bluto wanted something bad.
Yeah.
They went together a few episodes, I remember.
See, I hate Popeye, but he's talking about eating spinach. Spinach nasty as fuck.
Back on track, though, man. March Madness, man. You want to play a bracket?
No, yeah. I did play a bracket. My bracket went out first fucking game, Shaq.
First game.
I picked Alabama A&M.
The motherfuckers didn't make a tournament?
Yeah, they did.
Did they
seriously? No. But still, I still picked them. They had to play goddamn UAB. and they both lost. Double draw.
Yeah, that's what happened. You know, you got to make the tournament to lose, man.
Yeah, but for real, I don't play the bracket. I feel like you can hit the lotto before you guess all them teams right.
Yeah, man.
64 teams, you ain't guessing all them right. You play one?
No, I didn't play one. I totally forgot, honestly. Somebody reminded me just a little bit, like the day of. It was like, hey, you turn your bracket in. I said, nah, man. So I'll do it later. I totally forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
I didn't think nothing about it.
I was lost anyway.
Yeah, I did. We ain't even go off through all of them. Man, everybody else bracket busted.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody thinking no money to listen to us right now.
Hell.
All right, man. Yesterday, man. What the NBA gonna do about the big stars not playing on televised night? Cause Cleveland played
the Clippers
last night on primetime. They've been advertising it. The whole week.
Yep.
And then the day of, they're going to say LeBron, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love ain't playing.
That's gay.
What about the fans that paid the tickets?
No. I'd be pissed. Because they got to take in consideration, man. Some motherfuckers drive all the way from hours away to see the shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think I think it's all fucked up just to do some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. It's just like, man, have you ever went to the Pony and they told you Precious Luscious working tonight? She's supposed to be there. You drive all the way up there, that bitch ain't there? You mad. You got fucking Refusia coming. I don't want to see her.
And she's still trying to rub me. Come on, Daddy.
Yeah.
You want to dance? No.
No, I don't want no dance from
you. I don't want no dance from you. My fantasy is not Refusia.
No.
At all.
So, I think that's horrible. What you think about it?
I think they're going to do something about it, man, because it's bad. It's a bad look for the TV companies, man. They're paying these billions, really, to promote, you know, LeBron and the big stars, and they don't even be hurt. You know, I understand they're injured, but for them to, you know, just get rest, because I don't even know why the coach rested them. It had something to do with them playing back-to-back games, but, you know what I'm saying, you can't sit there and just do that. That's the reason why the generation is soft. Michael Jordan ain't resting no game.
Iverson didn't either.
Them ain't resting.
He said it would have been a problem though to tell him he couldn't play.
I don't get it.
Stupid.
This generation soft, man. And it ain't everybody. Westbrook ain't missing no games for nobody.
No. Fuck.
But
leave it down on the court.
The same way that leave it on the court?
Leave it on the court.
Yeah, but they're going to do something about that. I know they are. They're going to have to. All right, moving on, GL. Let's see what else we got going on. You got Rick Ross, who just dropped a new album. Shout out to my friends that rap and do other stuff. Call in. I'll promote you, too.
Yeah.
I'd rather promote my people than Rick Ross and them and whoever else. Just call in.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
So Rick Ross got an album just dropped called Rather You Than Me. Talking some good shit on there. The song everybody talking about right now is called Idols Become Your Rivals. And he's talking about Birdman hard.
Yeah.
We just listened to it a little while ago. What you think of it, GF?
I thought it was real good. And it's not necessarily a diss song. It's a song kind of like storytelling. You giving them, what's the word I'm trying to use? It's like I'm storytelling the facts about you, Birdman, and you need to do better. It was more of like a...
You're checking them.
I'm checking you, Birdman. You need to fix this shit before I beat your ass type shit. You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to do it, get your ass beat one. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I thought it was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because Birdman, he done raped all his people, man. He done raped all his people for years, man. You're right, man. How Turk get out of jail, man, and man said he couldn't even put gas in his car. I helped you make a lot of money, and you worth a half a billion. You got 30,000 you can shoot him or something.
Yeah, this dude.
Something.
You know, people, there ain't no loyalty out there. You know, and people don't care. Don't nobody check them. I actually... I'm not the biggest Rick Ross fan, but I appreciate this song, man. Hold somebody accountable for something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, somebody say nothing to this man. And, you know, Birdman going to try to roll up on Charlamagne?
Yeah.
Like, Charlamagne ain't going to fight nobody.
No. I want to see what he said at the end of the song. He made, wasn't that, Birdman made DJ Kelly cry then on FaceTime.
Something like that.
But you got my nigga in the hole. Give him money. He going to cry when he get in the car.
He also had a song, I think it's called Apple of My Eye. He was talking about Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj. The line was something like, you know, I warned him about Nicki. He said some other stuff on there. I should have had the clip ready to play. But anywho, do you think that Ross did it, you know, did a good job by staying out of it until it was over with?
Yeah, he
did. Or should he put his boy to the side and pull him out of it? Because, I mean... Both of it's that whole relationship was a bad look.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
From the jump.
On both sides.
Yeah. Cause he overachieved. Everybody said, what the fuck you going with him for? You know what I'm saying? To me. And then it's like it made her look bad on the screen. So, you leave your damn boyfriend for 15 years just to be, you get what I'm saying? Cause you thought he supposed to be somebody.
Right.
So I thought it was whack.
She went straight back to Meek dissing her, you know, dissing Drake now. And as soon as, you know, they break up. Nicki right back with Drake them. I mean, they had to be cool the whole time.
They talked to him all. Yeah, that's horrible. horrible.
But Rick Ross, I think he did a good job by staying out of it, waiting until it was over to go and say his piece.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
But we listened to a few tracks off of it. Sound pretty straight.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's probably good. A good CD. If anybody listen to the shit, call in, let me know if it's good, you like it, you don't, whatever, whatever.
All right, also, man, moving on from that, I don't know what day it was, but you see Trump, Snoop, and T.I., they all had some beefs going on. And, you know, our president, and I can't even call him that, I call him 45.
Just call him Donald Hump.
45, he responded to, you know, everybody got freedom of speech, just like he does. Like, the president, hell, he should know it too. Everybody got freedom of speech. So Snoop had did a video for a song called Bad, Bad, Not Good. And at the end of the video, he had a picture, he had basically a fake Donald Trump. He put a gun to his head and shot it. You know what I'm saying?
But he is kind of wrong. I get why Donald Trump would be mad.
So Trump got mad, and the first thing he did was tweet.
Yeah.
He's the most Twitter person.
He the king of tweet.
So he said, can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired a gun at President Obama? He'd go to jail. What you think about that?
First of all, Obama ain't got shit to do with it. They let you know Obama great, because Obama like,
they still talking about him, man. I can't even
I can't leave the game great, but you still got something to say. So that, you know, so I just think it's crazy that you would even tweet him. You the president, why would you tweet Snoop Dogg? Like, it's like, you got,
why you responding to that?
Why you responding to that? We got motherfuckers on the sidewalk hungry as hell now, and you can't help.
So Trump don't believe in turning the other cheek at all.
No.
He got to respond to everything.
He responds to everything.
Even the Facebook memes will tell you, you mature once you know not to respond to everything.
Yeah. Crazy.
Trump, how does Trump, 60s or 70s? How old is he?
Close to 70.
That motherfucker stuck in his ways. He just missed slavery by a little bit.
How you think he got the money? His daddy sold slaves and land before they started running out. You know how, like, goddamn, his daddy, you know how J.C. Penney just had that sale? All slaves must go. He knew that we was getting our freedom papers, and he sold all of us.
He sold it early.
He sold them bitches early.
So T.I. came to Snoop's defense, and he actually responded on Instagram. He said, Snoop Dogg's a fucking legend. You Snoop Dogg's a fucking legend. You fucking tangerine, tan, muskrat, scrotum skin. Lace front, possum wig, fur and wearing. A turned of fact, atomic dog, diarrhea, face ass man. Leave our legend's name out your fucking old ass puppy piss smelling ass mouth and continue to focus on dividing minorities, building barriers, and alienating immigrants and fucking this country up like you've been doing.
Damn.
Hashtag you want to be dictator. Hashtag presidential level fuckboy.
Damn.
He went in on Sean, didn't he?
He went off on him. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I bet he been sitting on that for so long. That's something he really wanted to say.
Yeah, he wanted, and he couldn't wait to get that damn great opportunity to do it. Shout out to T.I., man. Shout out to one of the best to ever do it from the South.
He a legend. I need to look and see if Trump responded to that. Did you say anything about that?
I ain't seen it. I haven't. It'll pop up, though. Trust and believe, it will. It'll pop up. He got something to say.
All right, let's get into these topics for today. Y'all go ahead and call in that number. You know, the subjects or the topics are workplace love, pretty much. You know, do you mess with anybody you work with, or would you? One night stands, which is take on those. And tattoo rules, like, you know, do you get your name tattooed on somebody or all that shit?
All right,
that number is 215-383-5878. Gio, which one you want to tackle first? I don't care which order we go in.
We're going to go with how you wrote it on here.
Sure. One night stands then. One night stands, man. GL, there's this 20 one night stands and first night action and all that shit.
You're going to think I'm crazy when I tell you this.
What's that?
Out of my 31 years of living, I have never had a one night stand.
That's supposed to be you, pal.
You know, I guess, and it's true. It's just, I don't know if I'm weird or what. I done had some pussy offers, but it just, you was with me one night. I was scared.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with you that day.
And she was fine. Remember that?
I don't know what the hell.
You was like, man, hey. He said, man, you gay? I said, no, man. I just ain't never been to, like, I ain't never just seen a woman this fine.
Trying to throw you pussy.
Throw me pussy like that. I thought she had HIV or something. I said, this bitch got the Ziki virus. she ain't a human. She's gonna burn my dick off. Through the con. I was just nervous. I don't know.
Who she went with that night?
Who she leave?
Who she go? Who she
left with this ugly ass T-Pain looking motherfucker.
I was begging GL, man. I said, come on, man. If she was liking me like that, I'd talk to her.
You said you left me. You
I would have left your ass.
You said, man, go to kids, man. I gotta go. I don't know, man. I was nervous, man.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with you, man.
I just don't know. I'm weird. Like I thought something was wrong with her. I thought she really, I ain't never seen a woman look that good want to give me some free ass. But nothing. I thought she was trying to get pregnant or something. I ain't know. It had me nervous.
So Urban, I love going by Urban Dictionary's definitions and stuff because it's closest to what, you know, the average person call it. You know, you don't go by Webster's Dictionary and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's just the more common definition. But their definition is hooking up. A one-night stand is hooking up with someone for one night of sex with no strings attached and hoping to never see them again. It's important not to exchange any personal info with them so they can't track you down and stalk you later.
Damn.
So that's their definition of a one night stand.
Well, Shaw, have you ever had a one night stand?
Yeah, I had one night stand before.
What's the good and bad? Well, it got to be good. There ain't nothing bad about it.
Let me see, man. I wish I would have thought of some good stories to tell, man.
I ain't never had one.
Well, generally, a lot of times with those, one night stands, they come with somebody that you met at the club late night or something.
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all tipsy and ain't ready to go home yet. Like, because it's a little different now. When I used to party like that, you know, we used to dance and shit in the club. Niggas don't dance no more in the
club. Girls don't either.
Nah, everybody stands around. You know, girls sit there on their phone.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And just pray somebody buy them a drink.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And guys sit there and mug and dare somebody step on their shoes. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much partying now.
Yeah.
But back in the day, they used to, you know, actually dance in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
you talking about black clubs? Because white girls, I go downtown. Them white bitches still.
Talking about the black clubs.
Yeah.
You know
them white girls get. They ain't got no hip action at all, but be just.
Yeah, man.
A bunch of backs out there just move.
So. Yeah, so, you know, back in the day, it was a little easier, or, you know, for something like that to happen, because y'all dancing, y'all drunk, you've been grinding your meat on it for three songs straight,
mm-hmm.
So you pretty much know you can take her home, because girls are so predictable sometimes, they'll just, if they don't think you're attractive, they won't even dance with your ass.
Oh, yeah.
They just walk off, so, you know, I got so good at the shit, you know, that, you know, when, you know, if I walk up, because you know how we used to do back in the day, yeah, they grinding, I mean, they bent over, whatever. You just walk up and put your meat on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we were taught. I'm sorry. And that's how we were taught to do, y'all. I'm sorry. Because y'all going to look at us like we're lame. We'll say, excuse me, man. Do you want to dance?
Yeah. I'm getting up on that ass.
You know what I'm saying? So that, if you didn't know, that's why we do that. Because y'all will say we lame. If you walk up to you and be like, excuse me, do you want to dance with me, ma'am? So what we going to do, we're going to walk up. You're going to see the ass bent over. We're going to walk up and put our meat on.
Yeah. And I'm trying to make sure. Then my meat get between the crack of your ass. I want this just like a hot dog. I'm trying to get that thing between them buns.
So, so if, you know, if she, because she's going to turn around and look at you. If she turn around and walk off, you lost. You know what I'm saying? Go on to the next one. If she turn around, and 9 times out of 10, if she turn around and continue dancing, she's going to grind on you even harder.
Yep.
She's going to take over and throw it on you.
Yeah.
So, at that point, like I said, I got so good. As soon as I walked up on it, she turned around and gave me the okay. I just stopped dancing and asked her for a phone number right there and there.
Yeah.
And get it. Because, you know what I'm saying, if she didn't want to talk to me, she wouldn't even dance.
Yep.
She just walked the fuck off on me.
Yep. I didn't have plenty of bitches walk off on me.
Yes, like I said, it's trial and error. I learned, you know, that she wasn't interested. She's going to walk off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I not to bring it to a race thing, but only white girls are dance with for no reason. White girls are dancing, don't even turn around.
They kill me with it. Let me tell you something. Even when we go downtown, you get to dancing with the white girl. A white girl dance with your black ass for 30 minutes. Then you ask for a number. Oh, no, I don't talk to black guys.
Oh, damn right.
I'm like, bitch, you got your ass between my dick. And I can't get your number? But it's good enough to be be on your ass, though. All right, bitch, just go on, turn around, keep on dancing.
Because you will go to jail.
Yep.
Especially at Sammy T.
Yep, your ass is going to jail. And they ain't playing.
Get out. Part two.
Yes.
Of Alabama.
Get out, yes. And they're going to be hanging niggas on stage in there.
But seriously, though, you know, that's how it starts. You know, a lot of times, it's not all time in the club, but that's probably the easiest way is to catch you one at the club. And y'all go straight from the club to the house.
So you like,
y'all know what's up.
So you like one night stands?
It just depends on what you doing, what you where you at in your life. Cause you know, honestly, that's some whole shit on both parts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're on a whole phase, then hell, you like it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. But if you looking for something more, then it just sucks. Because you know,
Because
the first thing you think, man, you meet somebody and they willing to give it to you first night. Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
Like, are you a celebrity? Why is she fucking you right off rip?
It makes me think like, bitch.
That's the reason why you were scared that day.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have, you know, for that reason, you didn't feel like you was the caliber to make a chick do that. But guess what, Jill? You're my partner. And you is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just didn't know it.
I ain't know.
I knew it about me.
I ain't know.
So after my third, fourth time, how many times I done done it, you know what I'm saying? I was like, hey, it's just me. I'm just that dude.
That
then you didn't know it.
I ain't know. See, I'm getting some pussy. I was nervous than a bitch. I'm like, this bitch trying to burn me. She's trying to give me syphilis 3.
Herpes simplex 12.
Yeah. The shit that you can't get rid of.
I know, man. But, you know, you got, you know what I'm saying, like me and my homies, I wish my homie would call in a cosign, but we used to call it scavenging. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the night, you're trying to find, and this if you wasn't dance with her, it's the club just closed and you catch you one stumbling out the club.
I ain't never done.
Hey, I mean, I wasn't ever good at that. That wasn't really my style, but I seen it done 100 times. You know what I'm saying? I did most of my work before the lights even cut on in the club.
I'm trying to be gone.
Actually, that's how, you know, I'd shoot out. My people be looking for me, and I'm like, you know, it's 1:30, and you can't find me. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? But I do have homies that, you know, it's 2:30, and they scavenging around following chicks to Oasis.
Yep. I ain't fucking my bitch on them. I'm a man of tea. That's crazy.
So, you know what I'm saying? It can be good, but it also can be bad as far as you wake up with some strange next to you. Let's just say you was drunk like that.
Yeah.
You wake up wondering if you didn't use the condom, if you didn't nut it in her or something like that. That part ain't good.
I know that's.
And you don't know her.
Yeah.
And just pray that she don't look like Baraka.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You hope she don't look like, you know, hey, you guys.
Well, look like Welvin the Great.
Galleon.
Got him.
But, you know, that's the bad part about it. You know, just waking up wondering what the fuck happened. And hope that they decent. Hope that you ain't gonna, you don't need no plan B or your dick ain't burn off.
What I'm looking for a one night stand. Somebody, all y'all that listen to the show, somebody give me a one night stand so I can at least say before I die.
It's on the bucket list, huh?
I need to do that on the bucket list. Just fuck somebody and just, I don't know you no more. I mean, cause do you, I'm gonna ask myself, what would happen if it just been somebody? I'd have had some people
I know because we talked about this shortly before the show. So basically, you know, it's in the same family as one night stand and first night action.
Yeah.
I was more so, you know, talking on a first night basis.
Yeah.
But you can have one night stand with somebody you already know if it was just sex, no strings attached.
Was that what I'd have had a one night stand then?
Call in and tell us the difference. Because I think they're in the same family. You know, one night stand and first night action. You know, they're a little different. But first night is a bit more spontaneous.
Because, see, I done had some...
You don't know the person at all.
Yeah.
But one night stand means, hell, just... It might be some chick that you knew for a while. And, hell, y'all decided to do it one day. And it was no strings attached.
Yeah.
Y'all never want to do it again.
Well,
that's a one night stand, too.
I have had a one night stand. We're going to say that. But there's a couple bitches that I work with. I'm talking back when I was at Dillard.
Okay, so we're going into the next topic. Workplace love. All right, so I don't know. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
Workplace love. When I was at Dillard?
we'll get to, we're gonna do story. We're gonna do story. So first, before we get to the story, do you sleep with a coworker? Yeah. Do you do it?
Now, no.
No.
No, don't do it.
So when it comes to your story, you gonna tell why?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go to the next. Would you date somebody that you work with?
I can date somebody that I work with if they work in another building.
Y'all can work for the same company.
Yeah, we can work for the same company, but we can't work like in the same facility.
What you mean? I'd be more specific.
Like I can't work at both of us can't. You can go work at Walmart down South Parkway.
That ain't working together then. Y'all can work together, but not the same shift. Maybe that.
I don't even want to be. No, we can't work together. I can't work with you at all. Like me. I'm put it to you like this. I'm a mailman.
Right.
It's 5 different post offices.
Right.
I still don't want to go with nobody inside of the, cause it's a too tight knit of a group. You get what I'm saying?
Everybody know everybody.
Everybody know everybody.
And well, you stay in Huntsville. Everybody know everybody anyway.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You're right about
go
that.
Ahead.
But and that's why I don't choose to. I wouldn't date nobody that's in the postal service. Now, would I fuck somebody? It's a different story. You said love. Yeah, I ain't.
That's what you dating.
I ain't dating nobody.
So we're gonna get into your story after I ask you this last question. Would you quit if you was feeling somebody that you work with?
Quit my job?
Or would you have to ask them to quit? Let's say you got the money like that and you're really feeling it.
I can't quit my job. Nah.
Would you find somewhere else to work?
Depends on how much I really like.
Because I'm assuming you didn't hit a few times because that's what you didn't like. You know what I'm saying?
If she's telling me you ain't getting no more pussy, one of us got to go.
Yeah, your boss is wondering what's going on. No fraternization policy.
Well, she got to go.
So you're going to make her quit?
Yeah, she got to quit.
I'm going to find another job.
Because 9 times out of 10, she fine anyway if I'm fucking with you. Decent looking.
You still, but you're going to keep it. But you know what I'm saying? If it risks your job, you gonna still fuck with it?
Yeah. if the pussy in the head good, yeah.
All right, Jill. So tell me your workplace story.
Well, see, what reason why this is why I quit fucking with bitches that I work with. When I was at Dills, I probably hit a few of them. We just gonna say that.
Right.
But it was two friends. One looked better than the other. One was an 8, the other one was, we'll say 6.5.
Right.
Both of them hittable.
Right.
I mean, you know, hittable. Anyway. So, I hit the good-looking one first.
Right.
But the other one always told me how good her head was and all that. And she didn't know, and they was friends, but they didn't, I don't think they knew. I kind of played it off. I ain't talked to either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I never let the other one see me talking to the other. You get what I'm saying? So once I smashed the good little
niggas gonna nig.
Then I went like 3-4 days later. I said let's go out to eat. I kept pressing the uglier one or the not so to go, and she came up above the house and I smashed her too. And then when they found out about it, both of them you motherfucker, you started. They were finna fight and shit. I felt like Snoop Dogg on that video. He was on the bike. You know what I'm talking about? Like that's when they turned on me and like I just stayed on the dock for like. I won't walk the floor for like 2-3 days. I felt like that's the first time I said, damn man, I gotta work with these motherfuckers every day. So they punching in the clock, looking at me, mugging. And then I'm like, and then the funniest fucked up thing about it, they turned on me and they still stayed friends. Like you know, like that, neither one of them went talk to me no more. So I hit the other one. We're gonna say her name was start with J. I'm gonna say J.
Uh-huh.
I said so you know I went back to try to get some more of the other ones. She wouldn't even give me none.
For real?
Nah, go ahead, bitch. So that's when I said, fuck you. I ain't fucking nobody else that I work with. I can't do it. Yeah, I was a dog at that time. I was. I hit both of them same week.
The same week?
Same week.
Now, I ain't know you savage like that.
It's the same week, dog. Same week I hit.
So how does that... Did you have...
I told both of them I wanted to go with them.
You told both of them you wanted to go with them?
I told both of them I wanted to go with them. I need a girl. I ain't no girlfriend in a long time.
Hey, ain't that one of the oldest tricks they say? They say you ain't been with nobody.
I ain't had nobody in a long time.
I tell my friends all the time. Hey, dudes, people ain't never been single.
No.
Everybody's talking to somebody. They say they ain't been with nobody in years. That's a lie. That is a lie.
That's amazing.
Everybody got somebody they talk to. How serious it is, different story.
Yeah. I don't know, but I lied to both of them and told both of them I wanted to go with them. I felt like a true. At first, I thought, man, damn, man, that's cool, that's fire. Then once the shit hit the fan, it was bad. I was like, man, I can't do this. I couldn't go get trash in that area no more. I skipped that area. It was just, you know how it was. It was a fucked up time, man. I was like, damn, I won't do that shit no more. So would you fuck with somebody you work with?
Oh, man, shit, I tried. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I've always really been the type to try to wipe them anyways. I learned my lesson. I'm trying to wipe everything that looked like something.
I tried to go with both of them. I did.
You didn't try to go with them. You just told them that.
Yeah.
Because I'm real selective anyway. Like, I don't really fuck around with somebody who ain't got nothing going for itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was always scared to get some random girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Always scared of that. I never really talked to nobody who was like a piece of trash. So whenever I talked to somebody, it was always somebody I was trying to be with anyway. So, you know, I didn't, if I did, you know, mess around with somebody I work with, it was the end of it being a one-night stand anyway, because, you know, maybe hell, she was just curious.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I was probably the one looking sick.
Like, you ain't even want to talk to me.
I'd have been on that end, too.
Ain't no telling. But, you know, I do got, you know, a little story. You know, whenever I started working at Hollister, man, I enjoyed Hollister for real, man.
Y'all had some babes in there.
They had some babes in there, you know what I'm saying, all the time. If they didn't work there, they was coming in and out or whatever. So let me tell you how, and that's when I first got hip to white girls, really, on how they act. You know what I'm saying? That's when I really realized, you know, how it is to be a token black guy.
Because
they always look at you like you're their black friend. You know, so that's my black friend, Shaki. They don't say that, but they treat you like that. So my first week there, and I didn't even know how white people party or nothing, because I primarily hung out with the black folks, so I didn't know how white folks party. So my first day, this chick, you know what I'm saying, gonna say her name, whatever. I need to, because I don't know if she listened or not. But anyways, she invited me to a house party. I ain't never went to no Van Wilder house party like they do on the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, well, she was inviting everybody, and she goes, Shaki, are you going to come? And I was like, sure, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, no, I didn't say sure. I just kind of gave her a look, because I'm just like, man, like, white folks, I don't know if I'm going to party with them. I don't know where they're going to take me, because you got to be kind of cautious. You don't know what they be doing, you know what I'm saying? So, because, you know, I ain't trying to party with Van Wilder, because when the cops come break the party up, I'm the one going to jail.
Yeah.
So I gave her a look like, I don't know. And she said, Shaki, if you come, I'll make out with you. And I was like, okay, I'm coming. You know, I'm coming, because she was a bad chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I go to said party, and, you know, I'm looking around for her, honestly. I'm like, where is she? Yeah, you didn't ask me to come. Where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for her. I'm asking for her. And say, oh, she's in the back. So I go to the back, and this motherfucker, she back there making out with somebody else already.
Dang.
And I was like, damn, they get out like that. And then I peeked in there or whatever. I seen her kissing some dude, and I get ready to walk out. She said, Shaki, where you going? And I was like, nah, you straight? And she's like, suit yourself. You know what I'm saying? She said, suit yourself. So I walk out. I'm like scratching my head, because I went by myself. And, you know, it was a lot of, as they say, hookups going on in there, because it was a whole bunch of, like, I worked with half of them. So, hell, I could have had multiple one-night stands of that night.
Damn.
That's just how they party, though, man. But to answer your question, I would hit one, but as far as trying to, you know, date them, I probably wouldn't, because it can be messy. If y'all fall out, you got to see them every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's bad.
Workplace love ain't no place for love. I ain't smashing nobody I work with.
Yeah.
It get ugly. I had some girl throw some KY jelly on my car in a blazing heat. Because she told me, you lied.
I wish the homie Goodwood would tell us about how, what do you say, don't keep your honey where your money is. Don't make your money where somebody's
money. Tell me too, I always say, don't get your money where your honey is.
Something like that. So, I don't know. We got any calls want to tell us about how... You know what I'm saying? With like fucking with somebody you work with.
One night stands or whatever. All
right. Moving on. You got anything to say about that, Gio?
No, I workplace love, just like I said, it ain't no love for me. I don't get down at work. I I didn't hit a girl at work.
So you did. You did what now?
I didn't hit a girl at work.
At work.
At work.
Where at?
At dinner.
At tomorrow, literally in the store.
In the store, in the family bathroom.
In the family bathroom.
In the family bathroom, locked up.
That's the only one that locked.
Yep. You can't get in there.
Cold red.
Yeah.
What's cold brown, Jill?
Cold brown means it's a toilet. It's a turd in the toilet, and somebody shit it on the floor, and I ain't getting it up.
Me and Gio used to work together at Dillard, and he walked up to me one day because they used to call us over intercom. 44? And he said, Shaki, cold brown. I said, what's cold brown? And then he said, I got good news and I got bad news. And I said, what's up? And he said, bad news, it's a cold brown. And the good news is, I ain't gonna clean it up. All right, we got a caller. Want to put in their two cents. Caller, what's your name?
Hey,
where you from?
What's up,
man?
Jason, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jason? What you got to share with us today, bro?
I was gonna hit on both subjects real quick. Little zoo story. One night stands. I've had a couple, 2-3 dozen in my lifetime. So I don't know how you never had one, Gia. I mean, that's a couple chicks that you kind of want to hit again. And that's the only thing about them. Like, that's a white chick that I still like. She did porn. And I met her and I can see why. And I've been trying to find that bitch to this day. I don't know where she at, though.
So you seen her, you holler
at her. Oh, yeah. I dated a chick I was supposed to be her one night stand. She told me that. That was my girlfriend. So like, I met her like at the club in Montgomery, man. So she was young, 19. She's like, hey. You know, grabbing on my meat in the club, like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, shoot, oh, you can come stay at my house. So, shoot, I'm going on there, driving to Auburn. She had a little club. I didn't know how old she really was until after I smashed. That was too late then. So she looked at me crazy, like I still was laying in the bed. I'm like, well, shit, I guess I'm going to get up and go. And then she was like, oh, well, I didn't know you was going to call me the next day. You didn't have to call me. But, yeah, like, you know, so we had dealt with each other for 10 years after that. I was just mad. Yeah, so it happens like that. I mean, you know, I understand, but yeah, I was talking about shooting where you eat and aka in office romances. Now, I worked at call centers and I smashed at least like 20 some chicks when I worked in Huntsville.
Hey, you a hoe. Call center. Yeah, you a hoe.
Thank you. I thank you. Shoot, I've hit the chicks every place I work besides. No, nobody, they don't like me like that. So I don't care. So it works the best for me. I guess I'll come off as a hoe. So that's all they want anyway. You got to not present. Yeah.
So what was it about the call center chicks that made them so easy? What was so easy about them?
I don't know what it was, man, but it was giving out. I guess there was something, you know, there was gay dudes there. So I guess like a mini Atlanta. So you know how you be a straight dude in the environment and a whole bunch of horny chicks.
So in the call center, it probably is more women. I would think anyway, right?
It's all women. Yeah, it's all women. Hey, I got a partner now, man. He getting caught
real
up with his, he's like, he, huh?
I said, because real
yeah,
niggas get real.
Yeah, man, I got a partner that's in the office romance, and you know, he's always scared that the chicks that he's smashing that work there gonna tell the other chick about the other chick. So he told me about stories of like one chick that gives amazing head and then like burnt the nigga car at work and told the nigga wife about what's going on. And yeah, it's a whole bunch of shit. So I just like, yeah, but he wants to fuck. I said, man, I bet it's amazing. Crazy. He was like, man. The crazier she sounds, the better the pussy sounds to me. So he was telling his home, but he's like, man, don't do it, man. She'll mess up your whole career. He said, but I hear what you're saying, but I got to try. He gonna fuck with your whole world. But yeah, man, so I'm all about relationships. I smashed a chick at every job I did. I worked at the cable company, and I smashed an old chick that worked there. She was black. She like I'm always about smashing that. But man, I was just hitting y'all up, bro.
I appreciate you dropping by, Jay. Man, have a good one, bro.
All right, you too.
All right. Somebody tell Jay from Birmingham to get tested.
Yeah.
Tell that dude to get tested, man. He say he hitting somewhere everywhere he go.
Everywhere he
and
works.
20 in a call center.
Damn. How many people in that get? In Alabama, hell, these buildings low as fuck. He fucked everybody.
I don't know, man.
So he fucked the hell out of the operator.
All right, next one, man. Tattoo rules, man. We should be able to have fun with this one. So, GL, when do you get, if you ever would, when is it okay to get a tattoo of your girl?
Never.
Never.
Never get a tattoo of your old lady.
Why not?
Because once you break up with them, or however you want to say it, when you get a tattoo, especially as the man, once you get a tattoo, that's when shit go wrong.
I mean, it depends. You know, people go wrong anyways. Now, I'd heard as soon as you take, remember when people used to take family pictures together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard that when you take family pictures, it break y'all up if y'all ain't married.
Damn.
You ain't never heard that?
Well, I ain't got no family pictures.
Well, I guess why you happy.
Yeah.
But I've heard that before. You know, you take pictures with them at the end of it. Hey, sometimes when you take them to meet somebody, meet your family, they, you know, that's the end of it. All right, caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Kat from Huntsville.
What's up, Kat? What you got to share with us today?
I'm just talking about this tattoos and the rules of it. I just think, you know, no tattoos on the face and definitely no names, but I think other than that, pretty much anything can go.
When do you think that it's okay? Like, how long y'all got to be together? Or do you have to be married first?
Oh, definitely. I'm not going for the relationship tattoos or, you know, anything just really based on this one person to get a tattoo for.
So you wouldn't tattoo?
If y'all do break up, huh?
So you wouldn't tattoo your husband's name on you?
Nah.
On that ass. Put it on that big old butt.
No, Gio, they ain't happening.
So if me and you got married, I can't get my name across your ass?
Hell no, cause your ass already married and you can't do right.
Well, I'm just saying if we was married.
No, I couldn't do it.
So let me see. What question I want to ask you, Miss Kat? If somebody had a tattoo, all right, how would you respond if somebody got a tattoo of you without you asking them to? What would you do?
If it's just a boyfriend.
If it's your boyfriend. You wouldn't feel like you would feel, I hate to say it like this, but obligated to get one back?
Hell nah.
So you said
Hell nah. You made those decisions by yourself. You stick with that.
How would you feel, though? Would you feel flattered? That's better than roses, right?
No, I don't think I would feel flattered. I mean, I guess to a certain extent, if you think you're really going to be with me forever on one side, then yeah. But to put my name on your body, I wouldn't like it. It doesn't do anything for me like that. I mean, it really doesn't.
Because I ain't tattooed nobody's name on me because I just feel like it's going to end the relationship. That's how I honestly feel. I think something's going to happen after that. You're going to get hit by a bus or something, and then you're going to look real, your name on my arm. And I ain't going to want to show nobody.
I mean, as far as names go, I think getting your kid's name on you is fine, but I just don't see your significant other, your spouse, whomever.
I think it's stupid like to get that. Your damn kid's name on you.
I mean, but you know, some people do that, rest in peace, whoever, but I don't think names is a good thing. A good idea to just have tattooed on you.
Cause if I had a kid, I want you to put my kid, put my name on you. Nigga, I brought you in this world. You owe me that.
Okay, Kat, anything else you want to share before I let you go?
No, that's it, Shaq.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right, shout out for Kat calling, first time caller. You did great, kid. Yeah, so, GL.
Would you tattoo somebody's name on you?
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
If she got you.
You know what? I'm going to be real with you. I probably wouldn't do a name. I honestly wouldn't. But I would be open to getting something that means something to both of us. Like, if we both were into, like, shit, this is random shit, like stars or something.
Yeah.
If we're both into stars, and she got a star on her, you know, chest, and I got a star on my arm or something.
So you like Jay-Z. You get Jay-Z's name, she get Beyonce.
What you mean? I'm confused.
You both y'all like Jay-Z, so you get Jay-Z.
Oh, well, yeah, if that was the case, that's something like that.
Blueprint album.
Yeah, not necessarily that per se, but yeah, I'd be open to do that, you know what I'm saying? I'd be open to get matching tattoos. They don't necessarily got to be their name. Some I could play off if we don't work. You know, like,
so names is out.
Nah, no pictures, no names or whatever. But, you know, I would get something that means something to both of us, whether it's a date or something. You know, so I'd do that. You know, I personally would. So what do you do, GL, if you get with somebody and they got a tattoo of another dude on there already?
Oh, she got it covered up.
She got covered up?
I can't see Ray Ray on your neck. And I go with you. You got to cover that up.
I mean, when are you asking them to do this? Like, immediately? Or
No,
I'm talking about how long are y'all together before you start asking her to get a tattoo covered up.
If I'm after the 6-month mark, we're probably going to be together.
But I'm going to tell you something, GL. We both done dealt with women with kids already. That's the ultimate tattoo. You got to see the kid every day. You ain't gonna make the kid go away.
That we talking about. That's something you chose. That don't mean it's necessarily you chose the kid. You get
what do you mean? You chose the tattoo. You chose to get that again too.
You can't compare a kid to a tattoo though.
Why not? Tell me why.
Tattoo.
Just for argument's sake. Why? Mm-hmm. Why not?
You can, because that's something you went down there for. You might have got pregnant drunk. Not even, no, you get
you can't get a tattoo drunk, GL?
Nope, because they say you can't get drunk because you had to get too much blood.
Okay,
or some shit.
I didn't know that because I don't have a tattoo.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But you get what I'm saying? So you might accidentally got pregnant and don't want to kill the baby. You can't accidentally go down there and get a tattoo.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So that's not.
I'm just trying to get a different point of view.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, if you to march your ass down there and when he got a tattoo of right on your neck, you can easily go right down there and march that shit and cover it up.
So, what if y'all split? Because I don't know, a lot of people don't go back with folks after they split. But she get a tattoo after y'all split. You get a tattoo after y'all split of somebody, another girl.
We both got to get covered up. We're going to get back together. That's my rule. Or would you just say, fuck it? You fucking the hell out of, oh, Michael!
Let me tell you how nasty people is, man, because we had this conversation some years back with a friend. This is like one of the things we thought about before we was doing the show, just all the random stories that we come across. This dude told me, he said, man, I wouldn't give a damn if my girl had another name tattooed on her ass, because every time I hit from the back, yeah, I got to think about him, but I'm a nut all on his name. True story, yeah.
What the hell, nigga?
True story.
And all she gonna do is wipe it off, and that man still on your girl ass.
Hey, maybe it makes them feel better about it.
I guess so, but nah, I don't even make. I couldn't picture me hitting my girl from the bank and just seeing like
somebody's name on her ass already.
A nigga name on her ass already.
She gotta get that tattoo covered up.
They got to go quick.
That need to be a butterfly, a rainbow,
a Range Rover, or something. You better cover that shit up with some tiger paws or something.
Well, how about this? So what if? So if she was already willing to get another dude's name tatted on her, would it make you feel some type of way if she wouldn't get your name tattooed?
If she wouldn't?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm pissed. I'm pissed. That's going to break us up.
They'll break you up.
That's going to break me up. Because if you didn't put his name on you and you can't put mine, you like
it. Well, maybe she thought it was a mistake.
If it was a mistake, you would have only got it covered up. I wouldn't even see it.
I ain't think about that, GL. Yeah, so if it was a mistake, she would have been had it covered.
It would have been gone. I can't see that name on that ass, and my name ain't across the board. Sign my all now. I'm going to sign my name, and I want them to go over and do it. So I know it's mine. It's my signature on that ass.
That's crazy, man. So she got to get it covered up, or she got to get your name on it.
Yep.
But you ain't. So at what point would you ever get your name, get her name tatted on you? No way. Well, are you open to get matching tattoos at least?
Yeah, we can get a little. Whatever, a poodle or whatever you want.
A poodle.
A butterfly, something that similar like. But the only way I'm getting a motherfucking name tattooed on me is she better be dead.
Look at me tombstones. And...
If she dead, man, that's my ex-wife, man. That's my widow, man. I got her. Yeah, she on.
Yeah. I think we reached our time, bro.
We have.
Anybody else before we get ready to close this shop down? 215-383-5878. If not, man, go ahead and summarize. We're going to go ahead and summarize the last three before we let them go. Workplace love, yay or nay? Yes or no?
Nah, don't fuck nobody.
Don't fuck nobody's job.
Nah, don't fuck nobody's job.
One night stand, do you do them or don't do them?
You do them.
And tattoos, get a tattoo or don't?
You let her get a tattoo, but you don't get it.
But if she has a tattoo already, she got to cover it up.
She got to cover it up. Got to fucking cover it up. I don't give a damn. You put something on there.
All right. That was episode 24 of 100 Proof Radio. Shaki and GL, we got to go.
See you next week.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, baby.